Hey everybody, it's April 23rd, 2018. Welcome to episode 19 of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. I am your host, Heath Mulliken of the Double Dropkick Show, and it was a jam-packed weekend of wrestling in the Carolinas. First of all, we want to thank our sponsors at SOS Custom Tees. Check them out at soscustomtees.com where you can get merchandise, DVDs, you can get t-shirts. If you're a wrestler or a promoter and you're looking to get t-shirts for your promotion or for yourself, listen, you don't have to wear a t-shirt with somebody else's name on it. Work with our friends at SOS Custom Tees and 3Count Design, and they can get you a t-shirt with your name, your promotion on it. Maybe you're just out there looking for a t-shirt for your mom's birthday. Boom. SOScustomTees.com can take care of you. Also, if you go on Facebook, to their Facebook page, SOS Custom Tees. If you like their Facebook page, you're automatically entered to win a monthly contest. They do a monthly giveaway. And then at the end of the year, all our monthly winners are going to be drawn from a hat, and you're going to win dinner with the Sons of Steel and Heath Mulliken and Mark Whitman. Also, just announced Saturday night. So excited to announce this to you. It's a project I've been working on a while. The SOS Custom Wrestling Network, soscustomnetwork.com. It is the only place to get footage, matches, content from some of your favorite promotions in South Carolina, 3Count Pro Wrestling, Golden Corner Wrestling, WrestleForce, Battle Zone Wrestling, EWF in North Carolina. We are talking with other promotions, trying to get their content on there. We're also going to be doing original series, original shows. One of the first series we got on there is a series called Driving to Work, where I just interview guys on the way to wrestling shows, and we talk about just different topics about the wrestling business. Right now, there's over 5 hours of content on the network. There's new content that's going to be added every Wednesday. Right now, man, you got matches like Cedric Alexander versus John Schuyler from Battle Zone. You got John Schuyler and Gunner from WrestleForce. You've got the big bunkhouse brawl from EWF that happened back in January. And here's the thing about the SOS Custom Network. We're not loading three-hour shows on there, because so many times you just want to see one match and you got to go on there and you got to try to find it. No, we're just putting the matches you want to see. It is wrestling the way you want it. We watch wrestling on the go. Maybe you're sitting in the car line. You don't have time to, you're picking up your kid from school. You don't have time to scroll through a whole three-hour show, but you got time to watch a 10 or 15-minute match. And so we're excited about this. Again, this just launched this weekend, soscustomnetwork.com. Hey, if you sign up today, you can get a 7-day free trial. After that, check this out. It's only $4.99 a month. So think about this. $4.99 a month for less than the cost of a ticket to a wrestling event. You can get over 5 hours of content. Content added every week. For the cost of less than a wrestling ticket, you can sit in the privacy of your own home. You can watch it on the go. You can, if you got an iPad, an Apple TV, you can throw it up on your TV. So anyway, soscustomnetwork.com. Check it out today and sign up for that 7-day free trial. So here's what we're talking about on today's episode of the South Carolina Wrestling Report. We got results from Golden Corner Wrestling, results from APW in Chester, results from EWF in Forest City, results from Battle Zone Wrestling, results from PWX Pure, results from PWX Level Up, some of the results from OSCW. I got a preview of SWA's Resurrection coming up this weekend, and I also got the story of a little girl's first wrestling show and how it affected an entire audience. And for our patrons this week on Behind the Scenes, you can become a patron, patreon.com/doubledropkick. For our patrons this week, I'm going to talk a little bit about behind the scenes on launching the SOS Custom Wrestling Network. I'm going to talk about why I'm having more fun than ever in wrestling. And I'm going to talk about one easy way to make wrestling better. Of course, other news and notes of things I saw and experienced this weekend in wrestling. Also want to remind you, this weekend in Rock Hill, Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling will be back. They just ran in Darlington a few weeks ago. They'll be in Rock Hill this weekend. DoubleDropkick.com. Click on that events tab. We'll be updating it this week for all the promotions in South Carolina and the ones we cover in North Carolina and Georgia. So here we go, man. Let's get to this. Lots of results, lots of news, lots happening. Let's start out. APW in Chester, South Carolina. Jacoby Boykins, who just returned to APW, defeated Brady Collins in singles competition. You had Malachi Matthews getting back in the win column, defeating Deion Johnson. Andre Gunn, who debuted at the last APW show and got a big win over Boomer Payne, he's 2-0 now after defeating Josh Powers Friday night. We had tag team competition, High Profile, defeating Project Tie-Dye. That's Kevin Ray and James Johnson. We also had other singles competition, Ian Maxwell. I'm telling you, this is a kid. This is a guy you want to keep your eye on. Ian Maxwell defeated Mason Moore, the big cowboy. And in the big one, triple threat match for the APW heavyweight title. We had a tournament. These three men fought their way through the tournament. It was Zuka King, Darius Lockhart, and Kid Riot in a triple threat elimination match. And in the end, it came down to Zuka King and Darius Lockhart, and to the surprise of everyone, Jacoby Boykins came out, helped take out Darius Lockhart, and in the biggest win of his young career, Zuka King. He said he was going to do it, and he did it, and Zuka King is the new APW heavyweight champion. He said he would keep that title with the END, and he backed up that promise. Here's the question now. What happens when TJ Boss comes back from injury? That's going to be an interesting development. But once again, I've been saying it all year, Zuka King is somebody to keep your eye on. He had a big, big weekend, some big debuts, but nothing bigger than winning that APW Heavyweight Championship. To my knowledge, this is Zuka King's first heavyweight title. And we'll see, you know, where does he lead APW from here? They're going to be back in Chester coming up in 2 weeks on May 4th. Also, Friday night, Walhalla Middle School. It was Golden Corner Wrestling having an anti-bullying event. They did an assembly that afternoon for the school. Great crowd. And they had five exciting matches. Austin Jordan defeated Bryson Willis. Bryson Willis had his tag team partner, the Buzzsaw Jerry Sawyer, in his corner, but Austin Jordan able to overcome a little bit of outside interference and get the win. You had two guys debuting for Golden Corner Wrestling. Kenny Huggins defeated Shane Austin. He got him with the roll-up. Sorry, I got that wrong in my notes here. You had Ace Armstrong. He was taking on Jerry Sawyer, who had Bryson Willis in his corner. And again, Ace Armstrong was able to overcome the outside interference. He was able to overcome. I mean, Jerry Sawyer at one point hit Ace Armstrong with a big sit-out powerbomb. And we thought that was it. Ace Armstrong able to overcome, ended up hitting that big elbow. And Ace Armstrong picks up the win. After intermission, you had Mr. Number One, George South, defeating Stan the Man Lee. This was an interesting match. Stan Lee went to pin George South, used his feet up on the ropes. Referee saw it, and as he went to admonish Lee, Stan Lee pushed the referee down. And referee Josh Diamond didn't disqualify Stan Lee, although he could have. And when Stan Lee turned around, George South got him with a roll-up. George South, however, put his feet on the ropes too. Josh Diamond counted two, saw the feet on the ropes, and Stan Lee's actions came back to bite him as Josh Diamond did complete the three count, and George South got the win. And in the main event, it was Coach Dan Holman teaming up with Sweet Dreams, taking on AWOL. Holman and Sweet Dreams had Principal Scott Dixon in their corner. Toward the end of the match, referee Josh Diamond, who, man, he had a busy night reffing all five matches. Josh Diamond got squashed in the middle of the ring, fell out of the ring, and Holman and Sweet Dreams were able to get the upper hand on AWOL, had the pin made, but no referee. Principal Scott Dixon finds the extra referee shirt, put it on, made the three count, crowd went nuts, and it was Dan Holman and Sweet Dreams getting the victory over AWOL. Golden Corner Wrestling is going to be at Seneca Fest May 25th. That's a Friday night. Ricky Morton of the Rock and Roll Express, WWE Hall of Famer, will be there. WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy, the Boogie Woogie Man Valiant, will be there. Al Snow will be there, debuting in the Carolinas for the first time in a long time. He'll also be doing a seminar that afternoon. So if you are an aspiring wrestler or referee or manager, highly recommend that. The cost is $50. It's going to be that Friday afternoon. And you can check Golden Corner Wrestling out on Facebook. Send them a message if you're interested in that event. It should be a great night of wrestling. Also Friday night, three shows on Friday night. Big night. EWF, as you know, they normally run on Saturday. Move this show to Friday there in Far City. And, man, some great action, some really big developments. Derek Driver, who continues to impress, defeated Jackson Sane in singles competition. I'm telling you, since Perry James got in Derek Driver's corner, he is on a hot streak. He is on a mission. And we would hear from him later in the show. The Unbookable six-man tag team action, Boomer Payne, Bryce Anthony, and Cruiser Lewis. It looked like they were going to lose the match to the Cocky Little Brats and Boogie Richards as the Cocky Little Brats were making the pin. However, referee Tyler Storm made a ruling that Bryce Anthony had been thrown over the top rope, and therefore he disqualified the Cocky Little Brats and Boogie Richards. If you've been following EWF, Tyler Storm again and again, it's almost like he is the personal referee for the Unbookables. And when was the last time you saw anybody disqualified for being thrown over the top rope or throwing somebody over the top rope? But Tyler Storm used the referee's discretion, and Boomer Payne, Bryce Anthony, and Cruiser Lewis get the win by disqualification. Eric Knuff, a.k.a. Josh Ramsey, one half of the Fallen Angels, big singles win, defeating Ben Wright. You had the tag team titles on the line, three big title matches at EWF. You had Chris Hamrick and Chase Loveless. Chase Loveless was filling in for an injured Eric Anton, and it looked like Mike Madden and Adam Jackson of the Unbookables had won the tag team titles. However, referee, there was, you know, you never know with Tyler Storm what's happening. The decision was overturned. The match was restarted. And once the match was restarted, Hamrick and Loveless able to get the pin and retain those tag team titles. But I'm telling you, the Unbookables, they just continue to run roughshod in EWF. In the finals of the Mid-Atlantic title tournament, Austin Bullock, the biggest win of his young career. To my knowledge, the first title, the first championship of his career, Austin Bullock, able to defeat the veteran Jamie Lee to become the very first EWF Mid-Atlantic champion. This is a huge victory. This is a huge thing. I mean, I'm excited to see EWF add this title. I'm excited to see what Austin Bullock does. Where does he go from here? his star has been on the rise. He has racked up some really impressive victories on his way through this tournament. You're talking about a young man who just last fall was wrestling on the pre-show at EWF. And he has impressed enough. He has done enough. And he has earned this title. He has defeated everybody they have put in front of him. And Austin Bullock, congratulations, young man. You are. You're in the record books. You're in the history books. And nobody can take that away from you. And in the main event, Friday night at EWF, BB Naturally defending the title against Oscard, the EWF heavyweight title on the line. Oscard, the veteran Oscard, who always seems to be in the thick of things at EWF, from the Bunkhouse Brawl, which you can watch on the SOS Custom Network right now. BB Naturally, as you know, won that Bunkhouse Brawl, won the opportunity for a title shot, cashed that in against Cruiser Lewis, and now, after defeating Oscard Friday night, BB Naturally has been on a roll as champion. I don't think he's lost this year. And he's defeated all shapes, all sizes. He's defeated Cruiser Lewis. He's defeated Ben Wright. He's defeated Oscard. But after the match, Friday night, Derek Driver came out, and it was clear to everybody in attendance what his intentions were, and he intends to challenge for that EWF heavyweight title. And so EWF returns to Forest City Saturday night, May 5th, and that's where you're going to see Derek Driver challenging BB Naturally for the EWF heavyweight title. And this may be the biggest challenge of BB Naturally's young career and his reign as champion. Check him out, EWF Carolina's on Facebook. And then we got to Saturday. Man, some big shows Saturday. Let's start out with the debut show of PWX Pure, the debut at Hebron Hall, near capacity crowd. Great energy, great excitement. Some great debuts. PWX Pure set up to be kind of that gateway for guys to make a name for themselves and then make their way, work their way up to that PWX main roster. You had Cam Carter defeating Sean Legacy. And, again, these two young men from North Carolina down to Georgia making names for themselves. You had Kevin Ray defeating James Johnson, two representatives there from Palmetto Championship Wrestling. Kevin Ray, one of the students there, the Palmetto Wrestling Academy. Good friends, tag team partners, but on this night, Kevin Ray, who had Jack Bismarck in his corner, was able to defeat James Johnson by pinfall. You got to keep your eyes on those two guys too, man. Good stuff. We had a triple threat match. Devin Cruz, Robin Goffin, and Zuka King. Zuka King coming off that big win for the APW heavyweight title. But at PWX Pure, it was Devin Cruz getting the big win in the three-way match. And he got the win. You had a matchup. Here's a great thing. PWX Pure, they had high-flying matches, but then they had this match. Beastly Brody and Josh Powers, two big hosses, going at it in singles competition, and Beastly Brody getting the win by knockout. Keep your eye on that young man. I am not familiar with Beastly Brody, but I'm telling you, he has gotten my attention. We had another great singles match. Contrast in style, shall we say. Classless Mason Miles taking on Mr. Sleaze, and it was Mason Miles getting the win in singles competition. We had a tag team competition. It was supposed to be Marcus Cross and Griff Garrison. Not sure the reason for Griff Garrison not being in this match, but Slim J, long time mainstay on the Georgia wrestling scene, took on High Profile. And Cross and Slim J got the win. The story of this match was the injury to Shay McGrady. Word has come out he has broken his ankle in three places. Should find out this week if he is going to need surgery. And obviously our thoughts, prayers, and well wishes go out to Shay, who's one of the most popular wrestlers around here in the Carolinas, not just with the fans, but with other wrestlers as well. And that is devastating injury and high profile. Had been making waves in APW in the tag team division, had been making waves not only in PWX Pure, but also PWX. And so you hate to see this happen any time. And so hopefully Shay can make a full recovery and high profile be back in action sooner rather than later. And then the main event at PWX Pure, man, what a special match. Darius Lockhart, his first defense in this current reign of the PWX ITV Championship, and he was able to retain the championship against Chip Day, the man he just won it from at the recent Rise of a Champion. From all reports, these two men had another great, great match. And so Darius Lockhart would head into Level Up on Sunday as the ITV champion. Battle Zone Wrestling was in Simpsonville, South Carolina. The biggest crowd ever in Simpsonville. Huge crowd. Had to bring out chairs multiple times. We were getting chairs from everywhere. And there was an electricity in the building. It was palpable. New entranceway. Lots of upgrades there for Battle Zone. And just some great stuff. Six great matches. In the opening contest, Austin Jordan was making his debut for Battle Zone. Came up just a little short against the born winner, Mike Madden. And, man, just a great, outstanding match. You had Bulk Nasty making his way down from Pennsylvania, the Pittsburgh area. He's a big name stay up there in IWC. He defeated the Hall of Famer, Boomer Payne. Man, I'm telling you, Bulk Nasty. Keep your eye on this guy. He's wrestled for Battle Zone several times. He is unlike – he is just a big old boy and able to beat Boomer Payne with the powerbomb. Boomer Payne had a great T-shirt on Saturday night supporting the Double Dropkick Show. So hats off to Boomer Payne for that. Cruiser Lewis facing off against somebody he was very familiar with. They wrestled lots of places. He was facing the Cowboy Mason Moore, and Cruiser Lewis able to get the win. I'm telling you, Cruiser Lewis, man, don't sleep on him. A former EWF champion, and he continues to just steady wins. Steady wins, and now as part of the Unbookables in EWF, but Cruiser Lewis able to get the win over Mason Moore. And what was said by many to be the match of the night, this match will be up on the SOS Custom Network in just a few weeks, ASAP. Bryce Anthony took on Jamie Lee. I'm telling you, the energy of this match, the energy of the crowd, the athleticism of Jamie Lee. Again, let me just say this. Had more than one person come up to me, and again, this was Jamie Lee's debut match with Battlezone. Had more than one person say, who is this guy? And let me tell you, if you've not seen Jamie Lee wrestle, I had seen him wrestle with various tag team partners against the Sons of Steel, but had not seen this singles match. Again, he could possibly be the most athletic wrestler in the Carolinas. I mean, he is so quick, so agile, just an unbelievable professional wrestler. But Bryce Anthony, able to hit that huge lariat and about took Jamie Lee out of his shoes, and Bryce Anthony got the win the other night, and this match got some great appreciation and got a standing ovation from many in the crowd from my vantage point. Again, a great, great match. It is one that I cannot wait to lay some commentary down on. It was fun to watch. You had Super Hentai debuting, the man who has been in Japan, the man who has been all up and down the East Coast. He has faced, man, everybody in wrestling. AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, you name it. He has faced them. And it was the young TK Stark who got the call to face Hentai in his debut match. And Super Hentai was just too much. And able to defeat TK Stark with that Texas Cloverleaf. TK Stark, man, kept fighting back and fighting back, refusing to submit. But finally, Hentai was able to just lock that thing in the middle of the ring and got the win. And again, Super Hentai, against somebody who had never wrestled in the Carolinas, hoped to see him back, got a unique style, a unique look, and got a good reaction, meaning the fans did not like Super Hentai, and he did not like them either. Just a great, great match. And in the main event, Michael Judas, he had come up just short against BJ Hancock for that U.S. title recently, but Saturday night, it all came to a culmination at Penance, and Michael Judas was able to defeat B.J. Hancock with the half Boston Crab. B.J. Hancock tapped out, and Michael Judas is the new Battle Zone Wrestling United States Champion. A great win, great reaction from the crowd, great appreciation for Michael Judas in this big win in his career. And now, Battle Zone Wrestling going to be back May 12th right there in Simpsonville. John Skyler, who was recently on Monday Night Raw, he makes his Battle Zone Wrestling return. Ethan Case, who was in Battle Zone last year, he makes his Battle Zone return. And Michael Judas is going to have his first title defense for that U.S. title. You can go now and get your tickets at soscustomtees.com/tickets. Get them now, because I'm telling you, it was a great crowd Saturday night, a great show to be a part of, and a ton of fun. And I can't wait for the next one. Man, then we get to Sunday. Whew, man. Sunday, PWX Level Up, Gastonia Armory. We had a pre-show match. Tracer X defeated Ian Maxwell to earn a spot in a fatal four-way that would be later on for the PWX ITV Championship. We had a match that was a rematch from the Scenic City Invitational last year in Chattanooga. Anthony Henry, with Amber Young in his corner, able to bounce back from losing the PWX World title and defeated Gary J, who was making his return to PWX. You had the Monster Squad of Joshua Cutshaw and Billy Brash defeating the Besties in the World, who were debuting for PWX. That's a team I'm not familiar with, but will be getting familiar with them here in the future. And I'll be watching this show on the High Spots Network when it's released. Martin Stone put his Opportunity Knox contract on the line against Drew Adler. And Drew Adler, man, what an amazing opportunity. However, Martin Stone able to get the win and keep that contract that he's kind of holding over everybody's head. You don't know when he's going to cash that in, and he could cash it in for any of the titles there in PWX. We had a rematch from Rise of a Champion. White Mike once again facing off against Jake Manning in this grudge match. A little bit of controversy at the end as it looked like both men's shoulders were down. However, the referee made the decision, and White Mike got another win over Jake Manning. The Ugly Ducklings This is a first-time matchup. Ugly Ducklings defending the PWX Tag Team titles against the team of Country Jack, Brady Pierce, and Gunnar Miller. This is a team you're going to want to keep your eye out on. But the Ugly Ducklings able to retain as Country Jack was disqualified. But you got to think, did Country Jack, did they cause enough damage to cost the Ducks the titles down the road? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, but the Ducks retain on this night. Then we had a fatal four-way for the PWX ITV Championship. Darius Lockhart putting that title on the line. He had just defended it the night before against Chip Day. Chase Owens from the Bullet Club, Tracer X, Chip Day, and Darius Lockhart facing off. And Chase Owens, who showed up at Rise of a Champion and uttered a very infamous quote there at the commentary table. You know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here. And Chase Owens of the Bullet Club became the new PWX ITV champion. And what does this mean? What does this mean for this title? What does this mean for PWX? Does this mean, could we see other members of the Bullet Club? We've already seen lots of members of the Bullet Club. We've seen Young Bucks. We've seen Cody Rhodes. We've seen many of these guys in PWX. What does this mean? What does the future hold? I don't know. We had tag team action. Timmy Lou Retton trying to get revenge on the Syndicate. He had recruited Jason Cade to be his partner. And they were going to be taking on Elijah Evans and Montana Black in tag team competition. And at the end of the day, it backfired on Timmy Lou Retton as Jason Cade turned his back and actually joined the Syndicate. So you've got Elijah Evans, Montana Black, TJ Boss, who's on the mend, and Jason Cade led by the Tommy Thomas, who is going to stop the Syndicate. Are they going to go after the tag team titles again? Are they going to go after the heavyweight title? They're going to go after the ITV title. The sky's the limit. I mean, who is going to stop them? And Timmy Lou Retton, once again, coming up short, but due to somebody betraying him. Who can Timmy Lou Retton trust in PWX? I got a couple of ideas, a couple of thoughts on that, of what could be coming. In a big contract signing, this match was being signed for May 20th, an I Quit cage match. John Skyler and Corey Hollis signing on the dotted line. However, Country Jack and Corey Hollis attacking John Skyler. Tried to attack Skyler's girlfriend, Katie Spark. She was able to get away. And Skyler tried to fight off all three members of Country Jack, but they just, tried to fight off all three members, but it was just too much, and they ended up putting him through a table. And so now, John Skyler's got even more reason for revenge against Corey Hollis. And on May 20th, they're going to be inside the cage. There'll be no outside interference. And it's going to be an exciting, exciting match. One of its kind. In the main event, Ethan Case defending the PWX World Championship against James Drake. Before the match, both men agreed that they were going to add a stipulation and make this a no disqualification match. And thank goodness they did, because this match went all over the armory. It went all over the arena there. Weapons involved. But in the end, Ethan Case got the figure four leg lock locked on. And James Drake, he didn't tap out, but passed out from the pain of that submission hold. And the referee made the decision. And Ethan Case retains the PWX World Heavyweight Championship. who's his next challenger going to be. We'll find out May 20th. Remember, you can follow them PWX Wrestling on Facebook. The next Pure show, May 18th, up at Hebron Hall. And then May 20th, PWX, I believe they'll be at the Cabarrus Arena. I want to apologize to our great friends at OSCW. They had a big show at the Windjammer on the Isle of Palms, rocking wrestling, great crowd, great wrestling on the beach. Is there anything better? And I don't have full results. I've got results from a couple of tag team matches. As soon as I get full results, they'll be posted at DoubleDropKick.com. Right there on the results page. Tons of fun. Boomer Payne and Zane Riley defeated the END in tag team competition. And in the main event, WWE Hall of Famer Rikishi teaming up with Scotty Matthews. And they took on Team Y2X, Brandon Paradise and Nick Kismet. And Rikishi, able to not only deliver the win, but also deliver stink faces to just about everybody. I think Brandon Paradise got a stink face. I'm pretty sure Bob Keller got a stink face. And so, again, a great night with OSCW down there. Good stuff. OSCW is going to be back in Hanahan at the Hanahan Recreation Center. They're going to be back there at on July the 15th. Don't know any matches yet, but you know you can stay tuned right here to the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report and keep up to date on all the action, all the events. We're the only podcast that covers everybody. We basically cover everybody that lets us cover them. And so just a lot of fun, man, a lot of things going on. And I want to share a story. I want to share a story briefly. As people were coming into the Battle Zone show on Saturday night, I saw some folks come in. Saw a young lady wearing an Asuka mat. A mask. She had on the feather boa, and she had a sign that said "First Wrestling Show," and was able to get a picture. Matter of fact, that picture is what's in the show notes today. And let me tell you. This young lady, it was absolutely amazing just to watch her from where I was sitting. I was running the sound. I was running the computer. Where I was sitting, I could see this young girl reacting to all the matches. And I'm telling you, she did not sit down the entire night. She was jumping up and down. She was yelling. She was into it. Not once did she say, well, you know what? The work rate of this match is, you know, just not very good. These guys aren't, you know, putting in the work. Not once. Not once. It was refreshing. It was refreshing to see not just it was refreshing not just to see her reaction, but the effect that her reactions had on the people around her. This young lady brought some energy that spilled over into the rest of the crowd. Her enthusiasm, the fact that she loved what she was seeing, the fact that she didn't know. To my knowledge, there were no chants at the Battle Zone show. There was just cheering and booing and yelling. And this young lady led the way. Shout out to her dad, Todd Duvall. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Todd. Want to thank you guys for supporting Battle Zone Wrestling. Hope you'll come out to the next show. But one moment I want to tell you about. Again, this is a young lady. She's never experienced live wrestling. And I told the crowd, I firmly believe that professional wrestling is the best form of live entertainment in the world. I firmly believe that. That's how I feel. This young lady, we come back from intermissions. It's Super Hentai and TK Stark. And Super Hentai and TK Stark are wrestling a little bit. lockup and their trading holds. Really, really exciting stuff. And up to that point, we had seen more brawling. We'd see, that was the great thing I loved about the Battlezone show, as every match was different. And this young lady's like, no, just hit him, fight, just fight. And she's like, she got so caught up in the moment. And it was awesome. And it was great. And it reminded me why I love wrestling. It reminded me what got me to fall in love with this sport, with this industry, with this business, whatever you want to call it. And it was great. It was absolutely phenomenal. And there's so many of you out there. And I just want to remind you as a fan, sometimes we get so jaded and we complain so much about wrestling. But when you can experience it once again through the eyes of a child. And here's the great thing. I mean, here's the fact. When you can win over a new fan at a young age, that's why I feel like wrestling, that's not, I feel like the adult form of wrestling, where are you going to get your new fans from? You know, wrestling that's more than PG-13, you know, wrestling that, and just my personal opinion, it crosses the line sometimes. Where are you going to get your new fans? But exciting wrestling action with compelling characters, good versus evil, it's not complicated. And I was just blown away by this young lady's experience. And we had lots of young fans there, and it was just great. It was just great to see. And as long as wrestling can make new fans, it's going to remain healthy. But we got to keep making new fans. So, again, it's a great week. This weekend, like I said, Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling will be in Rock Hill. I can't remember if that's Friday or Saturday night. Let me check real quick. That is going to be Saturday night, April 28th. That's in Rock Hill. Also, I will be hopefully down in East Denali, Georgia, down for SWA's Resurrection. Two big cage matches. First cage matches in SWA history. Lane Cross is going to take on Billy Starr, in a feud that has been going on for about 6 months. They've tried to injure each other. They've both thrown fireballs at each other, and now it's going to culminate in this cage match. And then the SWA Premier title, the champion, the Habersham hero Scott Mason, defending against the Peruvian Pitbull, Xander Ramon, Pitbull, Xander Ramon, in a dog collar cage match. I've never heard of one of those, never seen one of those, but Saturday night it's going to happen in East Denali, Georgia. Check them out, SWA Wrestling on Facebook, down there in East Denali on Livestock Road. That's going to be a great show, great night. Again, my plans are to be there. So if you're down there, come say hello. Would love to talk with you. So again, behind the scenes this week for our patrons, I'm going to record it right when I'm done recording this. I'm going to give you some behind the scenes about launching the SOS Custom Wrestling Network. I'm going to tell you why I'm having more fun than ever. And I'm going to tell you one easy way to make wrestling better. Also, I'll have some insight from the Golden Corner Show and the Battle Zone Show. Again, it's been a great week. Want to thank again our sponsors, SOS Custom Tees. Make sure you check them out. Make sure you go to soscustomnetwork.com. Sign up for your free trial today. But as always, for the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, this is Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you at the matches.